Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. It's Wednesday morning here on KSJE, and it's time for our weekly segment about life in the sandbox. And joining me here in the studio is the noted author of the series of Play Nice in Your Sandbox series of books. And I haven't seen him here in the studio for quite a few weeks, and your name escapes me. It's Don Ron Price.
Yeah, that guy.
Good
that
morning.
Guy. Good morning, Scott. And I'm thrilled. I didn't realize you were going to have so many people come out from my return appearance.
The parking lots are full around the radio station, aren't they?
They are something else.
Yes.
They are something else. So, yeah. But isn't that great news, though? Isn't that great to see so many, this college being utilized, I don't know about to its fullness, but it's going to be awful close. What do you think?
It's pretty full. That's true. Yep. And parking is a premium. So show up early if you need to be here for anything.
That's exactly
hint,
right.
Hint.
Or wear good walking shoes. Don't ask me how I learned that one.
That's right. But it's good to have you back.
Thank you, Scott.
After a summer off, and we got to hear some of our kind of best of episodes, but now you're back with some fresh new takes on stuff that will all help us get along better, hopefully.
Stuff. Good stuff.
Good stuff.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yes. So first of all, we're going to start with a book that you brought in.
A
do you want me to hold it, up over here
up.
So I can...
And then you can give it back to me.
I will give
I
it back to you, but
yeah.
Is this Good Hearted Living?
Good Hearted Living by a guy named Steve Wilson. Wilson is all about... I don't think he's Christian, as far as I know, but he knows the Bible verse that says, laughter's a good medicine. I think most everybody knows that verse.
Sure.
And research is abundantly clear. Scientific evidence that laughter is good for us physically, mentally, emotionally, socially, spiritually, you name it, relationally, which is, of course, what we're talking about. So he calls himself...
I've heard it's the best medicine.
Best medicine.
Not good.
He calls himself a joyologist. I like that term. He also calls himself the chairman of the board.
Chairman.
So, yeah.
Okay.
but he's got a thing called Good Hearted Living, the book you just held up. And what it is, every day has a special focus.
Okay.
A special focus for that day. For instance, this is what he suggests. I encourage people, hey, if you like these, do them. If not, pick your own. But... Monday compliments. Scott, what would it be like if every Monday you picked out five people, or you just set about, you're going to issue five genuine compliments today? What kind of day do you think you're more likely to have, up, down, or neutral?
I think it'd probably be an up day.
I think it'd be an up
day. Once people didn't think of me as a creeper, but you know, you have to do it in the right time and place, you know.
Exactly,
but
and they got to be genuine.
But I think for me, it would make me feel better.
Yes.
When I see their reaction when you get a compliment, right?
That's the beauty of it. And you're going to find you're getting more compliments back, which we don't, come on, we shouldn't go through life looking for compliments, but they're nice to get.
True.
By the way, you know the difference between gossip and flattery? I'll tell you.
I don't.
Gossip is what you say behind somebody's back that you would never say to their face, and flattery is what you say to somebody's face that you would never say behind their back. We're not talking flattery here. We're talking genuine. You know, I saw you when you did that the other day. That was neat. Or, boy, you look good today. Or just whatever.
Nice.
Five compliments. Five people that you want to compliment, or just be about five compliments and make a note of it. Keep a journal.
Okay. All right.
Tuesdays, he suggests flexibility. And I like this one. You know, you hear so much about, oh, I was out of my comfort zone. What were you doing in the comfort zone to begin with? I don't want to go too far with that. In fact, maybe we'll do a whole program on how comfort zones impact relationships. But there's something to be said for getting out of, stretching yourself a little bit and trying something new. You and I were just talking off air about maybe trying a different way to do these programs. And
right.
I'm happy to say my reaction was, yeah, let's give it a try. We may not like it. It may not work. But at least be open, especially on Tuesdays, to try new things.
Okay. And I'll just tell the audience, is if we have to send you into exile, that will be outside of your comfort zone.
That would be outside of my comfort zone. All yes, right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're paying attention.
I'm
thank
trying
you.
To help, yes.
Wednesdays, keep trying. Wednesdays, gratitude. Gratitude. Scott, I appreciate you letting me do these programs. And you've extended gratitude to me many times, which I appreciate. But again, sometimes we take people and their contributions to our lives for granted. And that's just a mistake, I think. You don't have to agree with me, but I sure think it is. And again, abundant research that giving and receiving gratitude is healthy for us.
Yeah, and I was just going to add, because I'm trying to be helpful.
Go ahead.
I'm still working at it.
Go ahead.
But I think it's nice. I think we sometimes think about saying things like that, but we sometimes often don't say it out loud to the other person.
Yeah.
And that is maybe what will prompt us following something like this to actually say,
yeah,
we're so grateful that you come in every week and share some of your knowledge with us, those types of things that maybe need to be said once in a while.
And we find out it's not scary. Make a note of it, by the way. We should talk about how to handle difficult conversations. Those conversations, that wasn't exactly what you were just saying, but it planted the seed in my mind.
Okay.
No, why don't
I'm sitting down.
Why don't we say things that we know we ought to say? Well, do it, especially on Wednesdays.
Okay.
By the way, express gratitude other days of the week, be flexible other days of the week, compliment other days of the week, but these are just focus. Let's wrap this up. Thursday's kindness, Friday's forgiveness, and weekends, he says, is chocolate. Rest, recreation, relaxation, I would add worship if that's something you want to do. But again, have a focus for every day. Be more determined, more intentional, that's the word I was looking for, about your life and your relationships. You're going to find your sandbox to be a much more pleasant experience.
There you go. I like it.
Thank you.
And those are suggestions, right? You could mix and match or do your own, or I mentioned volunteering maybe on one day. Maybe that's something you'd like to do.
I love it. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
so
make it fit you. You don't have to fit this model, but just get the concept of every day you're going to focus. I like it.
I feel better already.
All right.
And it's because Ron Price is back in the studio. We'll see you next week.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you, Ron. That's Ron Price. He is my guest every Wednesday right here on KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.